"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're on from 1 to 4 every day. And if you miss it or you miss part of it, you can go to the iHeartRadio app and listen to the podcast, John and Ken on Demand.
All right. And also, right off the bat, we can tell you that the Moist Line is ready to take your call. There are openings for this week. It's going to play on Friday during the 3 o'clock hour. So use the iHeartRadio app to connect to the Moist Line. There's a microphone icon. You can leave a message directly there. Or, of course, the toll-free number for you, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. All right, how about LeBron? Was that exciting?
It was exciting.
Man. They lost.
Well, I knew they were going to lose.
Well,
I didn't watch the game to see them win. I watched it to see him break the record.
Now, the Thunder, they're shooting the lights out there when I was watching. Three-pointers are just flying everywhere.
12 in the first half.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I thought they were kind of an average team, but I guess they had a hot night.
Hey, Lakers gave up 133 points to a team that wouldn't even make the playoffs today.
Yes. It's like an all-star game, wasn't it?
What's going on?
I don't know.
A lot.
But it was exciting to watch him
get
the record.
And then, of course, there's the other thing that happened, Biden's State of the Union. I did not watch it, like Clarence Thomas. I boycotted the event.
Were you and Clarence together?
Yeah, we were together. We were watching LeBron. That's right. Enjoying the game, even though the Lakers lost. There was something happening there.
Four of the Supreme Court justices did not attend.
Oh, it did turn out to be four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was... And who was the person that was secreted away in case everyone blew up? Do you know who that was? Usually it's some obscure cabinet person or something
Secretary
like that.
Secretary of Labor, I think.
The Secretary of Labor.
Who is leaving? It's not a joke. Who's leaving the job soon to become the head of the National Hockey League Players Association, Players Union?
That's a strange transition. Yeah,
Marty Walsh. Yes,
Marty Walsh.
I'd never heard of him. I didn't know he was the Secretary of Labor, and he's leaving anyway.
Oh, I noticed you picked up the not a joke thing though.
No,
this is Biden's.
I know. I just love that.
I'll tell you this story. Not a joke. Not a joke.
It's not a joke.
That stupid disclaimer.
I wonder if he's rubbing off on you.
Hey.
What did you secretly watch last night?
I think I've got early stage, so.
Now, there was one person who stood out. Well, there's a lot of things. We'll play you some audio coming up. But the one person who stood out, probably above all else in terms of appearance, was old Bernie Sanders. Old Bernie was the only one wearing a mask at last night's State of the Union address.
Bernie, it's not 2020 anymore.
It's not even 2021 if you want to be polite about it or charitable. He was noticed by many people who took to Twitter to comment on it. Some were supportive.
That's cracked me up. That some people went on Twitter and used their real names to applaud Bernie for wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask, said a former Sanders delegate in the 2016 presidential election, Stephanie Quileo. What a great image of leadership, acknowledging that COVID is still happening. More reason why Bernie's the most popular Democrat in the U.S.
Boy, Stephanie must be a fun party girl, huh? She's praising Bernie Sanders for wearing a mask 3 years late.
He trudges in there in a mask.
That Saturday night with Stephanie, that ought to be exciting.
But that gives you an idea, as we pointed out. That's that small segment wing of the party and of the U.S. population, generally, that's in this category, right? The Bernie Sanders kind of belief system ideology, which also lops over into COVID, where what are you people doing? This is still a pandemic. People are dying. I guess going to wear the mask until nobody dies. I don't know what his criteria is.
Study of 78 studies that said mask wearing doesn't have any real effect.
Yeah, we did talk about that yesterday. Yeah, right? A very comprehensive study that it probably has little effect on flu, COVID.
Or germphobia.
Or any type of those things. But to me, it's a security blanket. That's why I think people wear the mask. Whether they read the research or not, or whether or not they care or not, you say, yes, it's virtual signaling, but it's also their security blanket.
Right.
They just feel a little safer.
Right, because he thinks there's cooties flying in the air, COVID cooties. And he doesn't want to inhale them into those 81-year-old lungs. Who knows what condition they're in.
And old Joe did not disappoint. We'll kick off the audio with Joe, of course, when he finally gets up there to begin speaking in the House of Representatives. He has to acknowledge those present, including, of course, the man that leads the Senate Democrats, Chuck Schumer, from New York, and this is what happened.
Congratulations to Chuck Schumer. Another, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you, only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader. You're the majority leader. About that much bigger?
He came around.
You know what's funny?
The Senate was 50-50, which means, yes, technically it was a majority leader because the vice president can break the ties.
Right.
But now they're up 51-49.
He's right.
Clear majority leader, but he was demoted.
He became the minority leader in Biden's foggy, baffled mind. And the thing is,
that clip gives you a good idea, too, how his mind works. It was kind of like after he said it, something a little triggered in his brain. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the right news.
He knew it was wrong, and then he had to figure out why it was wrong. Play the clip again, and you'll see the
transition.
Search. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Chuck Schumer. Another, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you... Only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader. You're the majority leader.
Mr. Leader.
Mr. Leader.
Bigger? That's classic.
Did he get signaled or did he figure that out on his own? I don't know.
I don't know. Because he started out with a lot of confidence, right? His voice was strong. And then he couldn't quite remember who it was or what his title was.
Right.
And then he realized he got it wrong, but he still couldn't figure it out how to correct it. And then he ended up calling him Mr. Leader.
Mr. Leader.
This is too good.
All right, the next clip we have, old Joe, like many Democratic presidents before him, is thinking about taxes. But, of course, the popular thing now is to go after the very wealthy. California likes to talk about it all the time. We are proposing a wealth tax on billionaires. Here's Joe.
Let me be crystal clear. I said at the very beginning, under my plans, as long as I'm president, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in taxes. Nobody, not one penny.
Interesting figure.
But let's finish the job. There's more to do.
Good job.
We have to reward work, not just wealth. Pass my proposal for the billionaire.
Wait, stop a second. We have to reward work, not just wealth. Where do you think the wealth comes from? The wealth comes from work.
I know.
What kind of buggy-headed fool is he? You can't get wealth without somebody doing the work. And once they do the work and get the wealth, it's their money, not yours.
Some people took this as a signal that he's going after the tech people, because they have a lot of the billionaires these days.
Well, they'll bribe their way out of that tax.
They, Yeah. So it's a billionaire minimum tax is what he threw out there. It won't go anywhere in this divided Congress anyway, but it's always amusing to see what new ideas they come up with.
Is there 20 more seconds worth it? Yeah. All right.
We have to reward work, not just wealth. Pass my proposal for the billionaire minimum tax. You know, there's 1,000 billionaires in America. It's up from about 600 in the beginning of the term. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter. I mean it. Think about it.
Well, they don't.
And this goes back to the old thing that a lot of it is because they have holdings that aren't being sold, so therefore they're not taxed. That's just why California wants to do the wealth tax.
When you have stocks and you haven't sold the stocks, you haven't earned the profit yet. Right. It's one thing to tax profit after you've cashed in your stock gains. But if you haven't done it, it's only theoretical money, which could disappear any day, any moment. You could have some kind of stock market crash, or that particular stock could fall apart. So there is no wealth until you cash it in. I mean, this is beyond communism. Right. Now they're not even grabbing what you have. They're grabbing what they think you might have someday.
And it's people who invest that really help America get stronger and hire more people and create more jobs. That's where the capital comes from.
And the way he said that, he goes, there's 1,000 billionaires. There used to be 600. Well, that's a good thing. Imagine how many employees those 400 new billionaires, how many employees they have, how many jobs they've created.
For the companies they either own or invest in. Right?
How much in taxes the corporation pays? How much in taxes do those all the employees pay? If these 1,000 billionaires didn't get up in the morning for, you know, maybe 50 years and do all this work, none of it would exist. Go to a country where they don't have billionaires. You don't see people working as hard as you do in America. Maybe too much. Maybe it's excessive here. But that's how you create wealth.
All right. When we come back, another keyword for a chance for you to win some money and become, well, we can't make you a billionaire, but you'll be $1,000 richer if you do win the contest.
Right. But if you lay around doing nothing, then you don't make any money from KFI.
Then we'll play some of the controversy. The audience began to hoot and jeer Biden on certain subjects. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, this started a few State of the Union speeches back, where every now and then somebody in the crowd, this would be members of the House of Representatives, it's usually not members of the Senate, they yell out something. Remember years ago, liar!
Remember, the guy who yelled at Obama. You lie!
That was right. He yelled at Obama. It was a congressman from the South, I think, that yelled at Obama. You lie! Well, it happened again. It happened more than once during last night's speech. The one thing I found amusing today, you know, when you look at certain websites, you know what take they're going to have on Biden's speech, right? The one that was over the top was some guy in USA Today. He thought it was unbelievable that Biden controlled the room. He put the Republicans in their place. He was feisty and outspoken and on track. And whatever he ate that morning for breakfast, we should all learn what it was, because he was really focused.
Why does that little child need a superhero?
Because he hates the other side.
The mentality of people who get emotionally invested in politicians, especially senile, feeble ones?
Yeah, but this one, that's what they've been hearing for 2 years, which is a correct assessment, but they're all like, they're tired of it. So they thought this is a chance to say, there, see, he's not old and feeble. He's feisty. He's firing back at these Republicans. He's challenging them right there live.
Wow, really cool. Yeah, that's what I'm going to vote on. By the way, 310 million people didn't watch it.
How many watched it?
23 million.
And it was on all the channels again, right?
Yeah. Three-quarters of them were over 55. Three-quarters of the audience members. So.
No.
That's what I was telling somebody yesterday. It's a tradition for older people.
Yes, it is.
Who remember a day when the world would stop, when the president would speak, and there was only three channels on the TV, and so you couldn't watch anything else. But now
people, a lot of them realize they're just jerk politicians,
right?
And this is all about winning and not about anything.
So yeah,
serious.
The big old gas bag is going to prattle on with a bunch of lies and nonsense. I want to watch LeBron.
So in this clip, there is some yelling out, and of course, both parties have their own crazies. This is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. who decided to scream out when Biden was talking about, good old Social Security and Medicare. Let's listen.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant.
What are you saying?
It's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks. The idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond.
But there we go. So
a bunch of clowns, really.
But notice how we backed away from trying to make it sound like all the Republicans want to cut your Medicare and Social Security. All right, no, I didn't really say that. There's a few.
Actually,
I'm proposing this.
It's
the
one
more
guy.
They howled, the more he tried to figure out a way to politely back off. But it reminds me of Parliament in the UK. I mean,
yes.
That's what they do. They scream out at each other. They're supposed to be the most sophisticated government.
I think it's called question time. Where
is that
any,
what it is,
any member of parliament can question the prime minister, and it gets really raucous like that.
Yeah, it gets crazy and nutty.
If that was going on for an hour, I would have watched some of it. If everybody was spending the hour screaming at him.
That's why we pulled the clips that were the most entertaining, including the next one, which, of course, is near to dear to what we talk about a lot, the U.S.-Mexico border problem and too many migrants in the country. Here we go.
If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border. And a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, those on temporary status, farm workers, essential workers. Here in the People's House, it's our duty to protect all the people's rights and freedoms. Congress must restore the right and the...
Secure the border.
Yeah. You went silent.
That was also pretty weak because he said, well, if you don't pass my amnesty plan, you at least pass more border security, right? It's always a favorite they throw in there.
Well, all you have to do is enforce the laws. Trump did.
Yeah, I know.
Just go back to that. Go back to the laws that are on the books. You don't have to do anything else special.
And now this clip, which is really a big problem, it's the drugs. The migrants are a problem, but the drugs are making their way into the country. Huge amounts of drugs like fentanyl, which are taking more and more deaths. This is what happened when Biden brought up the fentanyl death story.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. Big, you got it.
Your fault. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Then they ran up there and they carried him out.
I guess the House Speaker McCarthy had to shush them a few times.
Yes.
Be respectful. But they're making a good point. The reason that there's a lot of fentanyl overdose deaths is because the border is more wide open than it's been in so many years that it's easy to get all these drugs into the country.
It is his fault. Period. It's his fault. It's his executive policies that he ordered. He reversed everything Trump did, and here's what you get. You get tens of thousands of people dying, and he doesn't want to take responsibility because he doesn't even know what room he's in.
Right. I don't know if he said anything further about what to do rather than just mentioning overdose deaths from fentanyl. Was there some sort of point that he was going to make about policy or anything?
What would it matter?
I know, but...
You know what? A year from now, there's going to be another 70,000 people dead from fentanyl.
I know. These speeches are just a checklist of things that they have to go through.
Yeah, that somebody else wrote for him. He doesn't care.
What the Wall Street Journal said in an opinion piece today. They said, well, if things are going so well, as Biden said in his speech last night, how come the polls show that Americans are pretty dour? They're not liking the economy. They're not liking your leadership. They're not liking anything.
There's only 7% of the country who say they would be enthusiastic if Biden won. 7%.
7%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, there's one more quote. We don't have audio of it, but but listen to this. He forgot the name of the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S.
Was he sitting there?
She. Yeah, she was.
She was sitting there?
And he introduced her from the podium. Tonight, we are once again joined by Ukraine's ambassador to the United States. She represents not just her nation, but the courage of her people. Ambassador, our ambassador is here. We are united in support of your country. Will you stand so we can all take a look at you? We're going to stand with you as long as it takes.
Wait, that's not on the teleprompter? Well, that was off script, you said.
Apparently it was not in the script. Okay. Yeah, the name was
he
not
he did a few spelled. Things not in the script, right?
Yeah. Her name is Oksana Markarova. You have it? Oh, okay.
We stood with the Ukrainian people tonight. We're once again joined by Ukrainian's ambassador to the United States. She represents not her just her nation, but the courage of her people. Ambassador, is our ambassador is here. United, we're in uniting our support of your country.
Oh.
Will you stand so we can all take a look at you?
So I can see what you look like.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There was a pause there as he was supposed to put the name in. He realized it. Ambassador.
I want to stand with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever you are.
You think you would be able to pronounce it?
No.
Oksana. What was it, John?
Oksana. No, it's, yeah, Oksana.
Oksana, yeah.
Markarova.
Oh, because I remember there's a Russian skater, Oksana Bayul.
Oksana Bayul. Oksana Markarova.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. Live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Run from 1 until 4 now. 1 until 4. After 4, you can listen on the podcast. Same show.
You're on your own after 4.
Yeah, so figure it out. Go to the iHeartRadio app and find the John and Ken On Demand podcast.
How hard is that?
It's not hard.
Are people complaining they can't find the show? Or?
It's just, it's like it's too much trouble to listen to the podcast. No, it's not. Okay? It's too much trouble.
Is that your father or father-in-law that used to always say that? It's too much trouble.
Let me see. I think they both did.
As men get older, that's what they say about a lot of things. It's just too much trouble. Don't bother me.
My dad did it in a Polish accent.
I know. That's why I was thinking it was your father, but...
I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for the day where I wake up and I go, oh, it's too much trouble. And I just roll back to sleep.
We're here to tell you the voice line is waiting for you. The iHeartRadio app is one way to do that. Use the microphone icon or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And we'll play those calls during the 3 o'clock hour now on Friday. Coming up after 2 o'clock, John, we're going to do an update on Mayor Bassetti and the homeless.
Yes.
What are we up to? Okay, hang on. There are allegedly 41,000 homeless people in the city of L.A., and I think that's an undercount, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. She's got 247 of them housed.
247?
It's only the first couple of months, but... and again, that number we have to doubt because that doesn't mean they're permanently housed, they're taken care of, and they've got their lives back on the right track. See, that's a problem when I see those numbers. Oh, they've been housed. Let's put a little check mark next to it. We don't know that.
No, we don't.
Could somebody do a follow-up and see where they are in like a month?
No, because one time, who was it? Ron Galperin.
Yes, the city controller, Ron
Galperin. He did a study of Garcetti's claims of housing the vagrants, and it turned out it was wildly exaggerated because a lot of those people had already spun in and out of the system, and they were back out of the streets.
Yeah, and the word they use is permanently. And that didn't turn out to be the case. They just spun right out again. And she's putting them in motel rooms. And if it doesn't work out in the motel room because they don't like the rules or they get kicked out, then, you know, we got to count that back as homeless again. But that's not how they do it. They might house the same guy in a motel 5 times in a month and say, look at that, 5 people.
Well, taking her numbers at face value, she's only getting 4 vagrants a day off the streets.
Well.
4. Well, 1 every 6 hours.
And CNN did a drive-by on Karen Bassetti and the homeless. We'll play you their report all coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Well, we started with this story on Monday, and there's an update. This concerns another Los Angeles city politician, the new city council member, Hugo Soto Martinez. We've already thrown in the dumpster. That may be the quickest. We had a politician on our radar, threw him in the dumpster.
Communist of the year.
2 months before they took after they took office. Yes, he's a socialist Democrat, or AKA a communist, and he was in the news because somebody at LAPD took a screenshot of information displayed on the city's computer. It's called their computer-assisted dispatching system, which these are the laptops inside the LAPD squad cars. It shows details of a request for LAPD to check on a broken-down car in Echo Park. Echo Park, of course, is Soto Martinez's council district. A white Lexus. Well, whoever took that screenshot eventually passed it on to the media. Fox got ahead a hold of it. Fox 11 got a hold of it. They did stories on it. Later on, it was clarified that that was not Soto Martinez's car. He drives a Prius.
Of course he does.
Not a Lexus.
He doesn't have enough testosterone to drive a Lexus.
Right. Now, as the Times reports, Fox 11 ran a story saying that the car's owner is David May, a staffer in Soto Martinez's office.
So this whiny little staffer was all Twitter because his car broke down and he was afraid it would be vandalized or stolen.
Yes.
So he calls LAPD asking for them to guard his car.
Do you not know who you work for? This guy's one of the biggest defund the police people that we probably have in L.A. politics, next to like Nithya Raman.
He's an abolish the police guy.
He is.
He hates the police. He doesn't.
Could you be that ignorant of your boss's politics that you would call LAPD to check on your car that broke down? I just.
Yeah. David May, M-A-I. This is the little wiener. It's like, oh, you know, my car might get stolen. Might get vandalized. Could you watch it for me tonight? And bring a gun, too.
I wish somebody would get a hold of the call he made. They could. I mean, that's public record to call the police, right?
Yeah.
It would be funny to hear him exactly how he explained it. The update is that the LAPD's now investigating the leak. They want to find out who took the screenshot and who distributed it to the media. Like, this is the biggest offense ever.
But that's the
considered
problem?
Confidential information.
That's the problem. Yeah, that somebody in the police department leaked it. Not that you have this raging hypocrite who wants to destroy the police department and calling for help from the LAPD because his car broke down and he didn't want to leave it outside overnight. Good Lord.
Whoever did this show, they care more about political ideology than public safety. That's coming from Soto Martinez's office. So,
really? Are they all outraged?
No.
They're all outraged in the office?
He looks embarrassed because
he's a phony.
He's got a staffer that's asking for LAPD help, and we're supposed to be defunding and eliminating them.
They're phonies. He's just playing this issue to whatever activist groups that he's friends with and finances campaigns. That's what he's doing. But when you actually have trouble, of course you're going to call the police. There is virtually nobody who wouldn't call the police if you had some crazy guy with a machete in your house. All right? Show me the guy who doesn't call the police.
Hey, even Paul Pelosi called the police.
That's right. Because everybody wants the police. Everybody. Including Hugo Soto Martinez. Him and his three names.
And here, speaking of three names, council member Marquise Harris-Dawson chimed in. And he's using a word, that I see so much now. I think Newsom uses it a lot. He said that whoever leaked this, swiftly weaponized for special interest propaganda.
Yeah, that's the new cool word to use.
A call for help was weaponized.
Weaponized.
Oh, yeah. I think Newsom loves to say that. Weaponizing.
No, I heard that batty Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez use that today. Yeah. She was upset that the Twitter executives were getting roasted for all their suppression and censorship.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can't believe that this committee is being weaponized. It's like, oh, my God. Did everybody get the same memo? Every other story, it's been weaponized.
Yeah, I saw a story on one of the former Twitter execs who got bounced by Elon Musk. Yeah. And apparently she was asked, are you a doctor?
Oh.
Then why were you,
I watched
why were you censoring information from people with like degrees from Stanford? Yes. People with PhDs.
Yes.
In infectious diseases. And you were determining that their information may be false?
Are you a doctor?
I think she kind of squirmed. And she said, no, I'm not.
I watched that clip. It was really good. In fact, yeah. Eric, if you can find it, it's Nancy Mace. She's a South Carolina Republican. Really sharp.
That's the woman that had questioned her, right?
She asked this idiot Twitter woman executive, are you a doctor? So why did you censor?
Why do you know best?
A Harvard doctor and a Stanford doctor? What is this?
Yeah, that's J.J. Bettachera. We've commented on him before. He put a lot of stuff out the first year or two.
Yeah.
That was apparently against the wind of the direction of the way people were panicking over COVID.
What a time we're living in.
So we should dig that up.
They're honest to God is government suppression of speech and facts and medical advice. It's astonishing what's been going on.
So, and obviously the police union jumped on this story because they don't want to be defunded and abolished, and they don't like the Hugo Soto Martinez's. So they jumped on the story to point out the hypocrisy here, that if not him, one of his staffers was looking for police help. How does that jive with abolishing the police?
So, I'm guessing LAPD is not going to look that hard into finding who did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's an internal investigation.
It was just to shut up old Hugo there, because he had this communist foaming at the mouth, and it was time to calm him down.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Catch the big game this Sunday featuring Philadelphia and Kansas City with coverage beginning at 11. Kickoff at 3:30 on your home of the big game, AM 570, LA Sports, brought to you by the Ford F-150 with combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive at one of your local Southern California Ford dealerships today. The big game.
Well, yeah. That's what you call it. You don't want to appropriate the name,
right?
The official name. You may have to pay for that. So it's just the big game.
Yeah, copyright violation.
And eventually some sport will copyright that, right? They'll call whatever their championship is the big game, and we'll have to find something else. He found your audio, John.
Oh, the audio? Okay.
The former Twitter woman.
This is Nancy Mace.
That's the congresswoman.
Congresswoman from South Carolina, Republican. And she zeroed in on one of these weasel Twitter executives, another woman. What's her name? Vajada? I forgot her name.
I don't have it either. But
well, Vijaya Gadde.
Vijaya Gadde. All right.
Vijaya Gadde.
Vijaya Gadde. Oh, okay.
Pretty close to a bad word.
Yeah. So listen to this, because Vijaya Gadde was the one who was squashing contrarian information from Harvard and Stanford doctors who ended up being right. On COVID.
I ask of you, where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry?
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. My next question is, did the U.S. government... Oh, excuse me. I have another chart I want to show you, Ms. Gadde. I have another tweet by someone with a following of a full 18,000 followers. This person put a chart from the CDC on Twitter. It's the CDC's own data, so it's accurate by your standards. And you all labeled this as misleading. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gadde?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else of Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is just beautiful.
So this is what the Republicans now running the House are going to have these kinds of hearings. Right? Bring the Twitter people up there and talk about
year.
Their censorship. Yeah.
All year.
Especially after release of all those inside documents, right? Dealing with this kind of stuff that they do there at Twitter to censor.
But to see the look on that silly executive's face. No, I am not.
Yeah. And Musk bounced her, right? He bounced her out of the company.
Yeah. And she was making millions of dollars. Millions of dollars telling the Stanford doctor and the Harvard doctor, you don't know what you're talking about on COVID. We're blocking you.
Did you say yesterday he did lay off like 90% of the Twitter?
80% left.
They left or?
Well, a lot of that they were asked to leave, and some of them quit. But he's running the
I still can't get over that. Imagine a company losing 80% of its employees and still functioning, as far as I know.
Yeah. Right?
People are still on Twitter and still...
I don't hear much about people...
sending out tweets. I haven't heard it. It's collapsed.
Well, you know what? Because they had a lot of people doing this kind of crap.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? They probably had thousands of people going through the whole world's tweets and deciding which ones are politically inappropriate.
That's what they were doing back then.
That's right. Thousands of medical experts deciding what COVID advice ought to be.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, for the second time this week, we turn to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is back in the news. Oh, and by the way, there's a breaking news story on Bill Gates. Did you see it? He's got a hot new girlfriend.
Oh yeah? How old?
60. Paula Hurd is the widow of the Oracle chief, who was worth $500 million at the time of his death.
Did you say 60 or 16?
No, she's 60, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was married to the former CEO of Oracle, President Mark Hurd, who died in 2019. But apparently, the two of them are big tennis fans, and they've been showing up together like dates in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
But in this piece of audio, it is Gates once again being questioned. If you're such a big believer in climate change and you're an advocate for serious changes in people's behaviors, why do you still fly around in a private jet? Listen to this obnoxious answer.
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world in a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I buy the gold standard of funding ClimeWorks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? Anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
Oh, okay. I'm part of the solution.
Yeah, that's how we turn this around. We talked about ClimeWorks, and this is the big thing they're talking about, that they can suck the carbon out of the air and store it underground. That's the premise.
Yeah, but he's still
But he's wealthy enough to be able to buy his way for ClimeWorks to offset his carbon. He's still spewing. You are right.
He's still spewing, right? Because he could fly commercial, or he could take a boat to Africa.
Right.
Probably, in fact, a solar-powered boat to Africa and make his way to Kenya, just like the old explorers used to do, right? They didn't have commercial jets or private jets. They had boats.
According to the World Wildlife Fund, air travel is currently the most carbon-intensive activity an individual can make.
No, he blows tons and tons of carbon dioxide into the air, and it doesn't matter if he pays for the capture of it. That's still extra carbon in the air. He should pay for the capture and not add any new stuff.
You are right,
Mr. Big Stinking Hypocrite.
But this is at least a step up from the ones that, like Schwarzenegger, they use the forest to offset their carbon.
His forest. Because
the trees suck in carbon, and therefore, because I sponsored a forest, I can fly around the world.
Did you?
At least carbon capture might be real technology.
Yes, it is real technology. But that doesn't excuse him from flying a private jet. That's just him being an ego bag. By the way, did you see Schwarzenegger hit a woman on a bicycle?
Yeah, it was her fault, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was her fault. She made a left turn in front of him or something?
Yes, right. Yeah.
You find it amusing that he hit a bicyclist?
Oh, I didn't say it was amusing. It was terrible for the woman.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why. And you're pointing it out because you want to embarrass him because he got into a car.
Yes, I do. That's right. Exactly. He ruined the state, and he should be embarrassed, even if
he's driving around. Do we know what he was driving these days? Is he still driving his... no, Hummers can't be electric, so he's got some electric cars, and he's got some old guzzlers, too.
Because when I think of rich climate hypocrites, Schwarzenegger comes to mind.
I know. But he stole my heart because he's got that little miniature horse that's his pet that hangs around with him. You ever see those pictures?
Oh, yes, I have.
It's hysterical. It's just like a pint-sized horse that you can... horses in their kitchen just hanging out with everybody.
Apparently, that's his closest companion now.
All right, more coming up. Oh, we'll check in on Mayor Bassetti and the homeless. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.